Craig Milanos joins us, co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. Craig, hello. How are you?
I am fantastic. You know what, John? I'm doing better than everybody sitting in traffic on a rainy Wednesday evening in the city of Chicago.
Boy, ain't that right. I'm going to get to the Fed in a bit. I want to start with Iran. And my question for you is, I just feel like we're not in normal times when a potential conflict with Iran, in which the commander-in-chief yesterday, I know he walked back some of the, I mean, not walked back, but said that negotiations were still potentially available, but essentially said that they, oh, maybe we'll kill the Ayatollah and we could drop this bomb at any moment. I am just shocked, Craig, that the market has mostly held its ground. And I don't know if this is taco from the tariffs, which is where the acronym was built, affecting it right now, that the market does not think that Donald Trump will want to go to war, which is a good thing. But do you think that's what's at play, that the market just doesn't believe that will happen?
I think, listen, nobody wants war. I'm sure the president doesn't want war. I don't want it. You don't want it. But the reality is this. There is a tremendous amount of complacency in the system by investors across the globe right now. John, complacency. We don't want complacency. I want vigilance and strategy. So here's what I think. I think the market is ripe to have another 5 to 10% pullback for sure in the second half of the year. Is the cause going to be elevated inflation? Is the cause going to be elevated inflation from oil prices? Is the cause going to be a larger conflict than what's happening with Israel and Iran? Is the cause going to be stagflation? There's so many reasons, but John, it's normal that we have at least two 5% dips. It's normal. We get at least one, maybe two 10% correction. So for people on the sidelines, just be patient. For those who are a little bit anxious now and you've made all this money, take some profits, rebalance your portfolios, and keep an eye on the future, and you too will be okay.
For people that don't remember, taco is Trump always chickens out, which was a mantra reported amongst investors as it came to tariffs as to why the markets keep on rebounding quickly. You can always trust a rebound because the president will pull back.
John, I got to cut you off. I don't think taco is going to happen here with Iran. If we don't get the full nuclear program shut down, there's a chance that bunker busters from the United States make their way overseas.
Maybe. I want to give the president some credit, who has been earnest, even though Iran put out a hit on him between administrations and tried to kill him, that the administration has still really kind of put an earnest effort, despite maybe pushes from Israel. Boy, now we're getting to geopolitics, Craig. But the president has held pretty steadfast in trying to get a deal with Iran, which I think it would be a victory for all of us in terms of peace. Yeah, I don't know what could happen, Craig. And I guess I'm just surprised the market has just kind of absorbed it all in stride.
But you know what? Maybe that means, and certainly he's not chickening out because, hey, he gave him 60 days, and on day 61, the bombs fell from the Israelis.
Yeah.
But the market is focused on this. The economic soft landing remains intact, John. Two rate cuts from the Federal Reserve, they're still coming later this year. Corporate earnings for the second quarter were 3 weeks away from getting the news. And is the market priced a bit for perfection? Yeah. And I understand your comment. You too feel that people are too complacent.
Yes.
You too feel that there should be some more VIX and volatility in this market. I agree with that. And that's why we're speaking about it on a Wednesday evening.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to the Fed. You mentioned the two rate cuts. They do anticipate inflation being a little higher, GDP being a little bit lower. Not a surprise today, Craig. So I guess the next question is, what more do they need or want or they're looking for before they pull the trigger on this?
You know, the Fed is certainly at odds with the administration.
Yes.
The administration wants rate cuts. They want them now. They want them preemptively. The Fed, though, is data dependent. And I'm not defending the Fed, but I'm defending decisions that are data dependent. Because when you make decisions that aren't based on sentiment, when you make decisions that aren't based on speculation, you make decisions that are data dependent, it leads to the probability of a better result. So the Fed is looking for more inflation data. The Fed is looking for more non-farm payroll data. That's jobs to give us the underlying health of the economy. And the Fed is still signaling, we'll get you the cuts by September, by December. But I don't think there's a need to have the cut at the June meeting. Would I have liked it selfishly to push people's 401ks to 501ks? Of course I would, but I actually think it was responsible to wait
to
a future meeting.
Everyone wanted them cut last year, and I was glad they waited as long and thought they could have even waited longer because things were rolling pretty well, Craig. I worry that when you cut things too quickly, and maybe that I'm the only one that thinks this, you are taking away tools from the toolbox that the Fed may need down the road. Now, they could still go even lower, of course, but like I feel like the cutting should be done during bad economic times, and the raise, you know, that just why what's the rush?
John, as an investor, you always have to have some dry powder. As a retiree, you always have to have a cash flow reserve account. As the central bank, not just for the U.S., but the central bank for the world, you got to give yourself some room to navigate. Now, I have criticized the Fed previously for missing the inflation story and being too late on the rate hikes. Boy, I am critical on that, and history will be written with accurate criticism. But here, they don't want to be wrong twice.
But like
that's part of the other reason to wait.
But Craig, they're not that high. Like historically, they're still, I think, on the lower side when you look at the full range. What has changed in the last? Are we just addicted to low rates now? And then that any sign that they're higher a minute longer than they should be causes this consternation?
We're all addicted to financial anchoring, especially with the concept of recency bias. I mean, when people had mortgages at such low rates, when people were enjoying federal student loans at such low rates, when people were enjoying HELOCs, home equity lines of credit to put in swimming pools and finance travel and leisure, I understand why we want all that back. Heaven knows, I want housing to start moving. It's an important economic engine in the United States. But 3% money markets, 4% CDs, inflation, 2.6%.
Right.
You know what? Pinch me. Feels kind of normal to me.
That's how I feel. Sorry, you caught me on a spicy Wednesday, Craig. I'm in a mood. Maybe it's the rain and the weather, but there's a lot of angst in my voice. You can probably hear it based on the hundreds of conversations you and I have had. This one, unfortunately, comes to an end. People should be reaching out to you. GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Anything else you want to leave our listeners with really quickly, Craig?
I want everybody to have pragmatic optimism. The soft landing is still here, and I want you to diversify your diversifiers in the second half of the year. If you want to learn more, you can. GetRetiredStayRetired.com. That's GetRetiredStayRetired.com. John, it's a blessing to be on your show. Thanks for letting me participate again. Love it.
Yeah, you're great here, and you're great with John Williams, too. Okay, take care, Craig.